With 91 Seconds on Film, I'm Ben Knuckles. 91 Seconds on Film is brought to you by Sneaker Views Video, specializing in foreign, classic, and independent film. When the Rolling Stones hit the road in 1989 to support their album Steel Wheels, it was derided as the Steel Wheelchairs Tour. Now, it's almost 20 years later, and the Stones have outlasted the jeers. They're more likely to inspire awe. Maybe that's why Martin Scorsese borrowed the song title Shine a Light for his exuberant Stones concert documentary. At this point, you can only bask in their luminescence. Unlike the band, the subject of Scorsese's The Last Waltz, the Stones aren't worn down by performing. They're rejuvenated. The movie was shot over two nights at Manhattan's Beacon Theater in the fall of 2006, with a half dozen brilliant cinematographers working the cameras. From the opening riff of Jumpin' Jack Flash, the Stones mesmerize with their musicianship and showmanship. Scorsese's team illuminates the delicate interweaving between Keith Richards and Ronnie Wood, the eloquent backbeats of Charlie Watts, and, of course, the irrepressible strutting and shimmying of Mick Jagger. If anything, Shine a Light proves through its intimacy that you don't need front row seats to enjoy a Stones show. Jagger's lithe and wiry body exudes so much energy, you could appreciate him from a mile away. Scorsese intercuts bits of archival interview footage, and at one point Dick Cavett asks Jagger if he could see himself performing at age 60. Jagger responds, "Absolutely." He'll be 65 this year, but he shows his age only from the neck up. Shine a Light could win over even the most calcified Stones-hating hipsters. With 91 Seconds on Film, I'm Ben Knuckles. 91 Seconds on Film is brought to you by Sneaker Views Video, returning video to the art of film on 250 West just past U Heights. 91 Seconds on Film can be heard Thursdays and Saturdays at 2:20, Friday mornings at 9:20, and Friday afternoons at 5:20.